Hello, I'd like to register a complaint. Hello, miss.
Who are you calling miss?
Oh, I'm sorry. I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint. Sorry, we're closed for never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot, which I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique. Oh, yes, the Norwegian Blue. What's the wrong with it? I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my lad. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it. No, he's resting. Look, matey, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now. No, he's not dead. He's resting.
Resting?
Yeah, resting. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian Blue, isn't it? Beautiful plumage. The plumage doesn't enter into it. It's stone dead. No, he's resting. All right, then. If he's resting, I'll wake him up. Hello, buddy! Mr. Polly Parrot! I've got a lovely fresh cuttlefish for you if you wake up. Mr. Polly Parrot! Hello! There! He moved! No, he didn't. That was just you pushing the cage.
I never!
Yes, you did. I never, never. Hello, Polly! Polly, wake up! That's your 9 o'clock wake-up call! Now that's what I call a dead parrot. No. He's stunned.
Stunned?
Yeah, you stunned him. Just when he was waking up. Norwegian Blue stunned easily, Major. Look, my lad, I've just had about enough of this. This parrot is definitely deceased. And when I bought it out not half an hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to its being tired and shagged out after a long squawk. Well, he's probably pining for the fords.
Pining for the fords? What kind of talk is that?
Look, why did he fall flat on his back the moment I got him home? The Norwegian Blue prefers Kippenot's back. A remarkable bird, isn't it, Governor? Lovely plumage.
Look, I took the liberty of examining that parrot when I got it home, and I discovered that the only reason that it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
Well, of course it was nailed there. If I hadn't nailed the bird down, it would have nuzzled up to the bars, bent him back with his little pecker, and boom!
Boom?
Look, matey, this parrot wouldn't boom if you put 4,000 volts through it. It's bleeding dumb eyes.
No, it's not. It's pining.
It's not pining, it's passed on. This parrot is no more. It has ceased to be. It's expired and gone to meet its maker. This is a late parrot. It's a stiff, bereft of life. It rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed him to the perch, he'd be pushing up daisies. Its metabolic processes are of interest only to historians. It's hopped the twig. It's shuffled off this mortal coil. It's run down the curtains and joined the choir invisible. This is an ex-parrot!
Well, I'd better replace it then. If you want something done in this country, you've got to complain until you're blue in the mouth.
Sorry, Gov. Fresh out of parrots.
I see. I see. I get the picture. I've got a slug.
Does it talk?
Not really, no.
Well, then it's scarcely a bloody replacement, then, is it?
Listen, I'll tell you what. If you go to my brother's shop in Bolton, he'll replace your parrot for you.
Bolton, eh?
Yeah. All right.
A similar pet shop in Bolton, Lancashire.
Excuse me. This is Bolton, is it?
No, it's Ipswich. That's in the City Rail for you.
Complaints Department for the Royal Rail.
I wish to make a complaint. You don't have to do this, you know.
I beg your pardon?
I'm a qualified brain surgeon. I only do this because I like being my own boss.
Excuse me, this is irrelevant, isn't it? Oh, yeah. It's not easy to pad an extra 30 minutes. Well, I wish to complain. I got on the Bolton train and found myself deposited here in Ipswich. Nah, this is Bolton. The pet shop's owner's brother was lying.
Well, you can't blame the British Rail for that.
If this is Bolton, I shall return to the pet shop. I understand this is Bolton.
Yeah?
But you told me this is Ipswich.
It's a pun.
A pun?
No, not a pun. What's the other thing that reads the same backwards as forwards?
A palindrome?
Yeah.
It's not the palindrome! The palindrome for the word Bolton would be not lob. It doesn't work.
Well, what do you want?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not prepared to pursue this line of inquiry any longer, as I think this is getting too silly.
Great, right. Silly. Right, get on with it.